I'm excited.
I'm so excited. This should be fun.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Are you question here?
Reading it out for me first?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first time I'm trying. But I'm trying this.
Okay, I'm
ready. Right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything you need to forgive your parents for?
Ooh. Why were you laughing initially?
Oh, that was from something else. Not from the question.
Okay. anything that I need to forgive my parents for? I think, like we've talked about too before, regarding, I think, wanting more compassion and like empathy and like gentle care from my parents. I think as I've gone to a place of like healing for sure, but I think I've forgiven them in my heart, but it would have been just their inability to like speak to my heart. I love them lots, but as you know, they had their own things that they were dealing with. So yeah, I would say I would say that. How about you?
Sorry, no. Before that, I feel like hats off to you as well with the person you are. Extrovert, likes to be social, etc. And I don't know, maybe at the time when you're that about like. Like how you're a teenager, before being an adult, if that made you also maybe not share sometimes or anything, but as I see you now, that you wouldn't think that. So hats off to you that you still continue to say, this is how I am, this is who I am. I don't know if it did affect you back then. I don't know, like maybe when you're going to college around that time, were you more quiet? And then maybe as you got friends, then you start to open up how you naturally.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's also fun.
Thanks, Steve.
Is there anything you should give your parents for? So I would say with my father being so focused, you know, everyone has their dream, you know, with him wanting to be a coach. And me having all the pressure that, hey, I have to be, I'm the coach's son. I need to be like good. I need to be great. I didn't feel that I was good enough. And I felt like my skill was, imagine a pie, like, you know, like you see pie graphs and there's different like sections. So like his love for me, part of how good I am, I was in basketball, fit into that pie of that 100% love.
That's good, babe.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I was like, I gotta get better. I gotta go to the court, whatever, stay out till 10 o'clock or whatever to get better. So, yeah. So I felt like he took his job a little too serious. And then he could have, you know, spent more time with the kids. And I feel like my brother needed it more. I was able to kind of, you know, I'm a self-sustaining kind of person, but he's a little more dependent. And I think a more present father would help him a lot.
That's good, babe.
No.
Wow. Man, that was question number one.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah, you go.
Okay. Ooh. Describe this season of your life in one word. Describe this season of your life in one word.
One word.
This is a good one.
Yeah. I got out of something. If there's any other word that I could probably, that would be better, but I would say focus.
Ooh.
I would say focus.
Pray tell, why focus?
I feel like I was more focused a season and a half ago. Because I feel like, you know, we had the season where like grinding,
saving up for weddings
and everything. And And I feel like we had a little bit of like a break in terms of what expenses we're paying into and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I could have a chance to like chill for a little bit. Mm-hmm. The money I'm making could go back into my business versus paying for the different things we're paying for. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was like a little bit more like everyone deserves a break or mm-hmm. like a time to chill and do things they like to do. But I think I took it too far. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a season where I need to get back my focus on different things. Time management with managing business, marriage, community and relationships. I'll say focus is probably my word for this season. What about you?
Good word. I think the first word that came to mind, I would say, is discipline. Discipline. I feel like what God, where He wants to take me to and us to, He's been reminding me that discipline is going to be the catalyst to this next season. And that I forgot the exact revelation I had, but I felt like the Lord was saying, in order for you to carry the weight of this next season, I'm going to need your obedience and your discipline in these areas. I think I was telling you about that the other day.
I'm talking about that, and then talking about different things you can do.
Okay. One more?
Yeah,
let's do one more. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
Okay, do you find it easy or difficult to see yourself how God sees you, and why? Wait, hold on, I gotta read it again. Do you find it easy or difficult to see yourself how God sees you, why?
Yeah, I find it super difficult. I think because I see myself through like my lens of like my sin nature and all the things that I don't deem holy or deem righteous. Where I know He looks at me without all the blemishes and loves me. I find it really, really hard to see the Lord. See myself
how He sees you.
Easy or difficult? And why?
I could see that being a struggle for everyone. Like, who's gonna say like, oh, it's easy for me to see myself? It's easy to see myself. So I feel like, this is a really good question. This is a really good question. I'll just say that. I feel like with myself, especially going through like imposter syndrome and stuff like that, especially me becoming more of a leader in like our church community and things like that, it's like, I'm not ready for that. Who am I? Like, I feel like it's difficult for me to see. And it's funny. We could all do better spending time with God, reading the Word. And I feel like as we get better, because it's something for Him, I feel like it's hard for us to ask for strength to do so. It's like, I know we were talking about this earlier, about we can ask Him for strength for us to do better towards Him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll say it's difficult to see myself in that way. And I think with just asking Him for strength, wisdom will help us.
Understanding
will help us get to a level that we that we can feel better about seeing ourselves the way He sees us.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was so grounding. So good. Mm. Thank you for making the time.
Oh, my sweet.
Love you.